on NBC4 today.
Bring it up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
Who would that be standing away?
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh, and Brad Rucker for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3.
This is the Buckeye Show.
Presented by Schottenstein Roofing. For top quality and a price match guarantee, visit schottensteinroofing.com.
Oh, this is a very special episode of the Buckeye Show. I'm Timmy Hall. We've got our man Ryan Baker back there running things. He's not going to have to do too much heavy lifting today because we have a full house, an absolute full house. That's not to say that Baker isn't going to do a fine job keeping us in line here because who knows? It could go off the rails real quick, but that's the whole point of this. This is our first ever spring football bash. I figured the spring game is tomorrow at noon. We're going to have a tailgate show for it at 10 a.m., but we need to make this a little bit thicker, a little bit fuller, a little bit more fun, so that's what we're doing. Now, a nice usual co-host here. Well, all these guys have been co-hosts before. That's what's great about it. Tyvis Powell is right here, so it's good to see you, buddy.
Nice to see you as well, Hemi Hall.
It's great to hear your voice, man. Just great to hear your voice. And then right over there, we got our man Devere Posey. Devere, good to see you, bud.
Tim, what's up? And what's up, guys? This is a great feel. We should do this more often, Tim.
And then, because two Tims are better than one, have another Timbo in Tim May, longtime coverer of Buckeye football, and just a man that knows football. Good to see you, man.
Covered these two guys, and whatever. I'm looking forward to this show, and it's always fun to be here. But what for code words are we going to use for you and me?
I don't know, man. They
you
just
be
call
Timbo,
me,
and I'll
call
be
me
Tim.
Timmy. You call me Timbo, but they've been calling me Timmy around here for a long time.
Everybody calls me Timbo, but I'll call you Timmy, and you can just call me Mr. May.
What did you think? I'll go the respect route. That's fine.
I'm messing with you, man.
How many different nicknames did you have growing up? Because my dad had about 17 of them for me.
I didn't. I had Tim and Timbo. That was the only ones I ever heard.
My dad, like Timbo. Timbo is good. Timbo was solid. There was a time where I eventually just got whittled down to Force. He would call me Tim. He would call me T-Force.
I think your dad.
He would call me Z-Force.
I think your dad had higher aspirations for you in some respect than my dad did.
I don't know.
My dad just called me for lunch and dinner.
Mm. Well, boys, we've got the game tomorrow at noon. So, and we had a little practice. You know, Tim and I were out there today at the shoe as they got outdoors. And it was kind of interesting to see because the conditions weren't great. And, you know, Tyvis, you got to be ready to play and whatever it's going to be because it's going to be the last show tomorrow for these guys before they break down for a while.
Well, yeah, I mean, tomorrow is supposed to be good weather, first of all. But, you know, you got to get your body trained to be able to play in anything. Obviously, it's nice to have that turf over there so guys aren't slipping. But I think that these guys are. Today was just a prep because they want to make sure that their bodies is fresh. I actually went to the Woody today. That training room was packed. Guys is getting right for tomorrow. Right? They ready for to put on a show
got
tomorrow.
That ice tub going.
Oh, my goodness. They was all on the tables.
Full
getting
capacity.
Getting cup, massage, all type of stuff. Float tanks, all type of stuff.
Good. National TV does that for you.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Devere, were you ready for it to be done by the time that it got to spring game?
Honestly, I would tell Terrell, like, don't throw me the ball. I don't want to get tackled. I don't want any spring game stats. I want to be fresh for fall camp.
But and then, no more hits for me.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm fine.
But the thing about the spring, the work comes before the spring game. Mm. That's where you really get better. You're going against your defense. You're really working on things that you weren't that good at last year. You got a whole winter to watch film. And you're just trying to get incrementally better each week, and by the spring game you're like, all right. I mean, we were a little bit different. We actually partied in the spring. I don't think these guys go out, so I was itching to get the old patio around this time, and I'll say it honestly. Yeah.
Well, at least he's on.
It was always the celebration was after
exactly
the spring game. After that spring game, that's when people threw parties and all those type of things.
Maybe you should have been saving the partying for after the fact, Devere.
Yeah, I mean, I was itching. I'm like, all right, is the game over yet? Okay, cool.
I mean, would you play a series?
I mean, no, I would play. I just didn't want the ball. I was like, I don't, because I don't want Cam Hayward or Brian Rowe to tackle me. You know, those dudes, I mean, those are 3X helmets
you
guys.
You tell them you want to go outside the numbers. Every route I want is outside the numbers.
Throw me something to the sideline, please.
I'll run decoy routes in spring game. I was fine with that.
Yeah, it's really fun. I mean, spring games, I've never known what really to make of them because ever since I've been covering this team for, 41 seasons now, it's
right.
Like,
it's a lot of, I was going to say, how many spring games is this? 40
something? Usually the guy or guys who show out in the spring game, you never see them again. I mean, you know, for that particular season
the
or year.
The Bam Childress Award, right? Yeah. You don't really want that award.
But I'd never see him again. I mean, they may do a little bit of things. But like last year, you know, the big breakout was going to be Carnell Tate showing off, and he had a touchdown catch, for example. But
he's going to be something.
But he hardly got to play until near the end of the year, you know, on a significant basis. And like last year, I was really looking forward to the Jelani Thurman just lighting people up, et cetera. And, you know, he'd lost his black stripe like early in camp, you know, and I'm thinking this guy's 6'5", he's 240, 245, looks like a specimen tight end, and he really didn't play much until the very end of the year, and then even then. So, but it's about getting exposure for these guys, and but great thing is there's a quarterback battle going on, and I think tomorrow is a little bit critical for those guys.
Tomorrow is big, and
you just don't want to look bad tomorrow.
You don't want to look bad. Let's not delay it here, because how much of a battle is this really? I mean, we know the year that we're coming off of puts Ohio State football in an interesting place, because we were living in a, you know, 6-year stretch where you can even go back to when JT Barrett was banging, and you don't really see guys that are good enough to be the guy at Ohio State for 4 years, and also not quite good enough to want to leave some eligibility on the table because they're going to get first-round draft status. Mm. So JT stays. We had the thing with Cardale, and you win a national championship with them, Tyvus being on that team. And then you just went into this run of heaven, guy after guy after guy.
Got spoiled, Tim.
That you just knew. I mean, even with C.J. Stroud, he wasn't maybe the high 5-star recruit, but there was enough talk about him.
Oh, yeah.
And he had done enough late in his recruitment where you just knew. You knew this guy was a dude, and he was. And so this was the first year in a while where you had Kyle McCord come in, and he can't quite get it to, you know, that 30-touchdown plateau. And you figured as a program, it's not that he was a bad quarterback, but
there was more there.
Can this offense get more? And you can't just stand pat with a guy like that if you're Ohio State. So they bring in Will Howard, but yet we don't feel like we're in this place where Will Howard is the slam dunk guy. I still, if I were a betting man, think he's going to win the job. But I don't know. Tyvus, where are you with this? Now you've watched these, I guess now three guys with what Julian Sayin has done next to Devin Brown and Will Howard.
Well, I was always taught that if you got three guys that's equal, you always go with the younger guy because you'll have them longer. Yep. But I think when you look at Ohio State's, you know, their situation right now, I mean, you got a kid that you're paying that came in and Will Howard, but you got a kid in Devin Brown who's the ultimate competitor. I mean, he understands what's going on. I mean, they literally put it out there like, we want this Will Howard guy to be the guy. But you got him like, listen, this is my job. I came here for a reason. I came here to be that guy. I got these players that believe in my ability to play this game, and I'm going to go out there and go hard every single day and make it hard. I mean, he did it last year against Kyle McCord. So this is a guy who thrives on competition, and ultimately I think that's what you really want, a guy that's going to compete until the end. And I got a lot of respect for Devin Brown for being able to do such a thing. I do think that they want Will Howard to be the guy because of the transfer and the fact that he came here.
He's got all these starts,
but I'm telling you,
he got experience.
I'm telling you, all these, the other two quarterbacks, is like, forget all that. Like, I'm trying, it's my moment too, and I think that's really good for the quarterback.
I like what he said, DeVere, about Devin Brown. And how you can respect a guy, because we're in this era now where if it doesn't work out for you, poof,
I'm gone.
I'm out of there.
You got to respect the old school way and the old school mindset. But first off, I blame Quinn Ewers for all of this quarterback mess. He left a hole in our recruiting room. But, you know, and now we're trying.
Great Ohio State quarterback of the past.
Oh, man. Yeah, just one
forgot
year.
Forgot about him.
And I'm out of here. Now he's a potential first round pick. But with him, we wouldn't have these issues. But when this in this three quarterback race, I'm going to do my best this year, Tim, not to name a guy and be on the side of a guy. I just want the starter to emerge via play.
Yeah.
Whether, Tim, it's in, you know, the first game, second game, but I want to see a guy get in there, get in his rhythm and play. If we have Will Howard from 2022 TCU versus TCU Big 12 game, I'm fine with that.
Sure.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. And, I'm heartened by what Tyvus was talking about Devin Brown. Is everybody just discounted Devin Brown? Like, like he was a nothing. I mean, he did start the Cotton Bowl, and then he gets hurt again. So nobody's seen Devin Brown really play football for Ohio State. And he is a an ultimate competitor.
You know what he got hurt by, Tim, is because he was behind Kyle McCord, who threw for, what, 25 touchdown passes?
Well, yeah.
That's just what it is. That's just the way that went for him.
But he was competing, and in the middle of the years, I keep pointing out to people, they put in that package for him going into the Purdue game because they wanted to get him in the game because they were missing something in the red zone.
And he started to show it a little bit.
Oh, he delivered the Purdue game. He had a bad turnover in that game, too, but they were going to... They were going to improve that. They were going to improve on that package because Ryan Day wanted him in the mix because Ryan Day could sense at that point something was missing, you know, with Kyle McCord. It's not knocking Kyle McCord, but something was missing there, and they wanted more out of the offense because they didn't get it last year. And so now for people to just say, well, Devin Brown's an afterthought, I mean, it's either this guy who's played for 2 years at Kansas State or it's this freshman who hadn't played for anybody yet, I think is doing a disservice to – both Chip Kelly and Ryan Day and the coaches and to Devin Brown, because I think he is definitely competing, as Tyvis said. But I'm telling you, Julian Sayin is no joke. I've covered Ohio State for a long time. I've never seen a guy with just a whipsaw delivery like this guy's got. I mean, it's crazy how he can just pull the trigger. And he seems to be grasping the offense. So this is a very important moment because Ryan Day understands what kind of roster he's got.
Yeah.
And if they get the right quarterback and the right guard, like that little double entendre there, because that's still up for grabs, too. That's as up for grabs as a quarterback deal. Then he knows what he's got under the hood there.
That guy you're listening to is Tim May. He's covered the Buckeyes for a long, long time. He's going to be on our tailgate show tomorrow with Anthony and this guy right here, Tyvis Powell. Devere Posey is also on the first hour of the show with us here. The Buckeye Show is sponsored by our friends at CareSource and by Schottenstein Roofing. For top quality and a price match guarantee, visit schottensteinroofing.com. We are just getting started. The Fan's Guide to taking in the action tomorrow at noon at the Shoe. What else do we need to see tomorrow? It's our spring football bash on the Buckeye Show.
The sound of Paul Keel's calling a Buckeye game is erotic.
Oh, yes.
Your home of the Buckeyes, the Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mock Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mock Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Fair banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Vote in the Daily Fan Poll at 971thefan.com or on X, formerly known as Twitter.
The Daily Fan Poll is sponsored by ER Auto Care, masters of our craft.
Hating Michigan is our favorite national pastime. This is the Buckeye Show.
This is our spring football bash. We got a lot of people in the studio for this one. I am Timmy Hall. We've got Tyvis Powell right over there. True to form, he's always wearing a Cleveland Guardians hat.
Correct.
Ever since we met, thought I was going to catch you on this, and somehow you've continued to do it.
Like one of my sons, Corey, man. I just can't get it.
I'm talking about Tyvis
the 9-3 Guardians that's leading the AL Central.
For now.
How you feel about that, Baker?
Take a picture.
It's gross. You already know, Tyvis. I want us to battle in the World Series. So,
y'all got the White Sox.
Well, keep dreaming. Keep dreaming.
It's going to be it's never happened. Why would it start now?
Pitcher's arm fell off, but they are having a good start. That other guy you heard, that's our producer, Ryan Baker. Good to see him. Tim May is here, who's covered Buckeye football forever from the Tim May podcast. Sorry, we got a lot of different podcasts around here. Don't take any offense. He also works for us, too. And Devere Posey, my man, right over there. So when we go out to this game tomorrow, if we're trying to get the fans ready, first of all, how many do you think are going to make it for this one with what the weather is fixing to be? Hopefully it stays dry.
Did you say fixing? I thought I was the only guy that said fixing.
I try to be like you.
I know. North Carolina.
I look up to you, my man. So. Okay. I think there could be
63 and
pushing
sunny?
80, 85,000 fans. I don't know if we're hitting that
sunny?
Triple digits, but
we'll get the 90.
Make a push to that. Yeah,
I think we'll get 90 because it's a lot of hype around this team.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you got all you got all these new guys that's come in. You got this coaching staff that's changed. Chip Kelly, who's a offensive great coach. You want to see what this new team look like. Then you got guys like Jeremiah Smith, who you get to see clips of, and you want to see that. Then you got the quarterback battle. Like
you get to see
him
for $10,
$10.
That's a bargain.
You got people that never been to the shoe go to the shoe for $10, and there's nothing
the
else
nice
to
weather.
Do. Yeah,
what I love about it
that's
is
a hell of
just
a deal.
And Tim, I'm sure maybe you've lost appreciation for it, or I'd be curious to get your take on that because you've done it for so many years, but how different this is from most every other place in the country that plays college football, just like the Buckeyes, but no one could even people laugh about how little there must be to do in our city when they see photos of how many people go to our spring game. I think Danny Cannell is one of those losers that throws that stat. Oh,
he's got a lot of problems.
Nothing to do
That's
in that town. No, yeah. It's a great town. I mean, Nathan Horton came here just because of the Columbus Zoo. That's how good this town is.
Yeah.
Lost accreditation or not, I don't care. It's still great.
Another thing about tomorrow is, you know, you could be a part of history. The Buckeyes will be the first nationally televised spring game. You want to say, hey, I was there for that.
You That's know? A good point,
Thank
Tyvis.
You, Fox.
Yeah. I mean, there are all kinds of reasons. And number three, it's like, what else are you going to do in Columbus tomorrow? I mean, I didn't mean to play into what you're saying, but
that's exactly what I didn't say.
No, but it is a bargain to get to, I mean, because I've always given it up to like football players and
Never
boxers. Football players and boxers, because when they step in the ring or they put on the helmet and the pads, it's real. You know, I mean, some guys won't play very much tomorrow because it's real.
Mm-hmm.
And I give it up to these. I mean, I call them warriors because, I mean, a lot of the average person wouldn't do what these guys do. And number two, you're going to see something tomorrow like you may see something you may never see again. Like I said, some guy may catch a touchdown pass and never see him again. But my point is you're going to see a full-fledged battle going on for quarterback, for getting a slot in the rotation at wide receiver right on down the line. And this team has – at least one of the top two rosters in college football going into 2024. Yeah. Of course, that's before the transfer portal hits, right?
Yeah.
That's not an everyday occurrence. So, yeah. And number three, what's wrong if you're a fan of a team going out and backing them? The Cleveland Browns get fans at their practices, you know?
Yeah, you see training camps, you know, flood up with people,
you could sell tickets to Ohio State football practices every year and make money on it. Ross Bjork, maybe there's a little idea for you.
I think they did that last year.
Yeah, they did, but only one. I mean, I'd like to see it every day so I could go watch practice.
The best part about the spring game, guys, is finding the gym, right? There are the guys that Tim's talks about that play and you won't ever see them again in the season. Then there's the Chip Trainums, I would say, was the star of the spring game, where you're like, hey, like, who is he? Who's number 19? He really emerged and then really played well throughout the season, scored the game-winning touchdown in the drive versus Notre Dame.
And he went to Kentucky to get a raise.
Absolutely. And if I were to make a prediction on my spring game, guy that I'm not going to say he's going to be the star, but he'll really emerge as a player. He'll be like, well, who is that? I would like to see more of him in the fall. I'm going to go with Bryson Rogers.
That's who I was going to pick.
All right. I've been hearing the buzz.
I was going to pick him, too.
I'm hearing the buzz about him.
I have to
shout out my man Austin Ward's name, because standing there today, and we were talking about the wide receiver depth chart, and who's wide receiver three going to be? It was kind of floating around the bleachers there where we were standing, and I hear this voice say, Bryson Rogers, and I kind of turn back, and Austin's saying, and I'm like, Bryson Rogers three? Really? Because we're talking about where Carnell Tate would sit, and he's like, I mean, maybe wide receiver four, but then I fixed my eyes on him, and I'm watching him the rest of that practice.
He's a big guy.
Julian Sayin is throwing some of these dimes. I'm noticing Julian Sayin dimes. I'm noticing Bryson Rogers just in his athleticism, in his pop.
But that just shows you, man, this guy was in the portal and changed his mind, Bryson Rogers.
That's right. You don't see that a lot.
He could be a starting wide receiver on
the
top two teams in the country. Yeah, it's crazy. But he's that talented. But that shows you how much talent they've got on hand. It's going to be interesting to see how Hartline and Kelly and those guys work the wide receiver room for sure.
Tyvus, I want your take on this. And Ryan Day spoke about this position group, and it's interesting because, you know, the portal's not yet open, but you lost a guy that had always stepped up when his number was called in Dallin Hayden, because you got two stars at running back. But Ryan Day was saying, you know, you need more. You need a lot more than that at this position.
We're looking for five, you know, and so, you know, I think you know, we're in a situation where we'll be at five. You know, if we need to add a sixth, then we'll look into that. But right now, I think we'll be in a situation where we feel comfortable with five guys.
You know, I guess the one thing that comes into the fray here is if it's thud tackling, that's not really how football is played, right? But beyond Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins, I would be interested as a fan now to see, does a T.C. Caffey, like a guy like that, maybe somebody else, step up and look to be that next Dallin Hayden?
James Peoples would be the guy that you would think. I mean, you know, it had to be a reason that Dallin felt that he needed to get in the portal, because coming in, once they got Quinshon Judkins, he kind of knew that he was sliding down to the third.
But he
still stuck around. You know, he still wanted to be here. And even when you talk to him, he always said that he wanted to be here because he understood, hey, anytime I get a chance to go in the game, I'm always been effective in those games. And then on top of that, you know, he gets a coaching change right in the middle of spring practice. He thinks to himself, all right, I got a new coach. Now I got a chance to earn more reps because it's a fresh start when I got a new coach. And I think maybe James Peoples or TC been balling so much that he kind of started losing reps, and that's what made him get into the portal. So I'm interested to see TC and James Peoples, who I'm sure we're going to see a lot of tomorrow.
I will say this as well for the fans. Got of going out there, because you mentioned this, Tim, like the ticket price. If you're going out there and this might be the only game you get to because you're not going to a regular season game, just appreciate what the environment is. You know, there's going to be all sorts of food trucks and tailgate experiences. Check out our setup where the fans are going to be hosting the show. That's always cool to be around.
Yeah.
There's going to be, I'm sure, the alumni band's going to be doing its thing out there. You might hear them. And you appreciate the Rotunda, one of the more iconic spots that any college football stadium has.
Yep.
And it's just, the stadium itself is an icon. It's on the National Register of Historic Places. So just appreciate some of those things. Now, I'm looking forward to this. Listen to four dudes try to ask the best question they can come up with to our man,
that likes the Buckeyes and likes beer and nothing else beyond those two things. Beers and Buckeyes with Pat Murphy of Bucknuts is next as our spring football bash continues on the Buckeye Show.
Common Man and T-Bone are idiots. You should listen to them anyway.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
The Fan, Ohio's idiot destination.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mock Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mock Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Think your office technology is safe? Think again. At Modern Office Methods, an authorized Ricoh dealer, we know how important it is to keep your printed documents safe and confidential. Almost 70% of business leaders feel their cybersecurity risks are increasing. Left unprotected, these networked print and scan devices leave your confidential data exposed to ransomware attacks, which can cost your organization tens of thousands of dollars. Find out if your business and data is at risk with our free print assessment at www.momnet.com. Why risk it? You can count on Mom.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Drink up, Slappy. It's time for Beers and Buckeyes with Patrick Murphy.
All right, our spring football bash continues. We're going to go to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline, talk to our friend Pat. Hope you're having a good day, buddy. We're in crazy town right here. There's four of us today.
Oh, wow. And I'm out walking the dog, so this is going to be interesting.
Oh, I appreciate you getting to a nice quiet space like you always do for this segment. That is my buddy. I feel like I need to ask you a bigger question than just Ohio State spring football because I only get one. So I want to know who your favorite Ohio State athlete of all time is and why.
Man, you should have prepped me for that one. Well, I can't say anyone that might be on this this show, so I don't offend anyone else. I will go with, we're just talking athlete.
Yeah, that's right.
Any athlete. All right. When I was in school, finishing up school, when Braxton Miller first came in, the things that he could do at the quarterback position. And we were actually talking about it today because of Julian Sayer, and obviously Braxton Miller was a starter during his freshman year. Like, he had some games where he wasn't only electrifying with his feet, but, I mean, I still think about that throw against the Clemson in that game.
Yeah.
I just wonder if Braxton doesn't get hurt that 2014 season. Not that it didn't end well, but just how different things might have looked for an offense early in that year.
Pat, I'm hurt. I'm hurt. Really am. That you
didn't even hurt anyone's feelings. I figured Braxton's not listening to this. So
I could have. You know, I taught Braxton everything he knows. But anyways, Pat, give me your guy for tomorrow that you are certain. Jeremiah Smith is off the table and Julian Sayeng is off the table. Give me a guy that you are certain will have a good performance tomorrow.
Yeah, we actually talked about this on our podcast today and I took both of them off too. I think Carnell Tate could have a really big, really big game if not all the passes go to Jeremiah Smith, which credit to the Ohio State quarterbacks, at least from what we've seen in spring practice, they've tried to spread the ball around the decent amount. But look, Carnell Tate flashed last year, right? And if we weren't in a world where Jeremiah Smith looked like, you know, the second coming of Marvin Harrison Jr. already, I think people would be talking a lot about Carnell Tate and what he's going to bring to this offense in a bigger role. So he's a guy for me that I think will get enough playing time to, show up, but can also do some big things.
That's amazing. Pat, I know this is a spring football bash, but it also is the Buckeye Show. And we got some news.
He's doing it.
Yeah, we got some news the other day on the basketball hoop side about Marcus Johnson.
Yay!
And I'm so excited for a guy like this because I think a recruit of his stature might bring a guy to Ohio State by the name of Darren Peterson. What do you think about what Deaver's doing on the recruiting scene with getting a guy like that and potentially getting Darren Peterson?
yeah, it's huge what he's done just to start. And I think, you know, going out and getting Michi back certainly didn't hurt things at all, right? Look, Jake has been the lead recruiter on a lot of guys Ohio State has gotten. And some guys Ohio State's been close with but hasn't quite closed on because of some other big-name programs being involved. So, look, I think that this is going to be a great start for Jake, getting a guy like that in there. I do think when you're starting to build a class, we talk about it in football with the quarterback, you get your point guard in, you get guys to kind of rally around him. You mentioned Peterson. I think that would be another huge hit for the Buckeyes, and I certainly think they'll be involved in that recruitment. But, yeah, I mean, Marcus is quite the player, and you've already got him in. Look, you never know in recruitment these days, but I think he's a guy, being an Ohio kid, I think he's probably pretty locked in.
All right. That's enough.
It sounded like he was on the Titanic as it right went now. Down. Yeah.
Executive decision. This interview is over, Pat. Your phone sucks, buddy. It sucks. That's what this is live. Everyone can tell. Obviously, we couldn't clean it up. What are you doing right now? You're not walking your dog. You're flying a jet.
Well, it got all of a sudden. It's unfortunate. Doing my best here.
Not like he's driving an open wheel race car.
Hey, have a good time covering the spring game tomorrow. We'll do this again next week. I should have had you come in studio. Be well, Pat.
All right, sounds good, guys.
There he goes.
That was really,
man. Pat was skateboarding somewhere.
Really odd. It sounded like he was cleaning the sewer.
Well, I know that he was going to go get some lemonade. So,
I'm sure he's definitely going to be enjoying his brewski later on. I can do that to Pat because we're good friends. You guys know that. Tyvis Powell's here, Devier Posey, Tim May, the spring football bash. Yeah, so, you know, what would you have asked him?
I was going to ask him, just go out on a limb and give me a prediction. Who's going to start at right guard for the Ohio State Buckeyes?
All right, so just ask yourself that.
Tim, who's going to start at right guard for the Ohio State Buckeyes? That's a good question, Tim. It must be a long time
student. They're rolling a lot of guys here.
Yeah, they're rolling a lot of guys here. I mean, I still think it's going to be Luke Montgomery. We'll see. Carson Hinsman got some time in there today a little bit. Josh Fryer did not, which on our Letterman Rowe podcast, we talked about that. I mean, it may be a harbinger that they're – Josh Fryer is set at right tackle, and why would you not have him set at right tackle? He's a leaner, meaner version of himself this year compared to even last year. So I think they've got the makings. They even had Tegra Shibola in at right guard a little bit today. So that's an interesting development based on what we've seen before.
Tegra was a big-time recruit.
Oh, yeah.
He's a guy that you feel like you got to get to a certain point. He's got to
produce. The round table agrees. He looks the part for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
And dude.
Yeah. And sometimes it's just getting that break or whatever and then going after. He's talking about his resolve this year, you know, and there's no excuses, et cetera. So we'll see where it goes. But Luke Montgomery was a big-time recruit a year ago. And so they feel like they've got the makings. But I've been saying it before it ever started, before even the quarterback derby started, that if they get right guard figured out, this team is going places.
Tyvis, you had said something earlier in the show about it, none of this matters. We're talking about the quarterback. If they don't have a good offensive line,
correct?
You think they're going to be good? Like they got some improving to do off of last year. How do you think this is going to go?
Well, I think that I got faith in Justin Fry. I think he's a really good coach. And now that he's back with Chip Kelly, you know, I think that is the biggest thing for him because now those two guys are on the same page. They're speaking the same language. He's going to run. His coaching style was developed under Chip Kelly. So what he wants to do, once he wants his offensive line to do, is exactly what Chip Kelly wants them to do. So I think now that you got two guys that's on the same page, I think ultimately that'll help these guys become better. So I think the offensive line will be significantly better this year. Also, you got two guys at the tackle position who now have had another year. That's their second year being starters, so they know what to expect. And it's not like they were terrible last year. They were up and down. I think now they'll be much more consistent. Having another year with Mickey Moriarty getting the body right, that's going to absolutely make them better this year. So I think that they'll be a better
year. And think about it, Carson Hinsman started every game until the Cotton Bowl. And number two, the guy he's battling with for the starting center job started the last 2 years for Alabama. I mean, they're set. I mean, they're set in terms of personnel.
Yeah, and I think the dynamic of Chip Kelly, we were talking about in the break, like his running style for offensive linemen is what you want to play in. It allows you to get to the second level. You're not sitting back in pass protection, having a defensive lineman like Tutu Maloau just hitting you in your face mask every play while you're protecting for the pass. They're going to be able to get to that second level and hit people in the mouth. They're going to be running the ball. They're going to be doing scrapes. They're going to be pulling, having a lot of action, opening up holes for Trevion and Junkin.
Oh, yeah.
So that dynamic with the offensive line this year, I believe it's going to really help them when it comes to pass situations and protecting the quarterback.
Yeah, I also
that's
can't
the biggest
wait.
Development.
I can't
this
wait
team, in my opinion.
Until we get that final depth chart for what the slobs
oh, they
are
don't give
look
out
like.
Depth chart.
And wasn't that cool when they somebody posted that on social media recently
yep.
about and it wasn't that long ago. I think it was no. on some of your teams, Tyvus. Because it was like Zeke, they would.
He
they
played
would have
in another. He played in a whole other era.
They had, I know it is. I know.
He played in the Urban Meyer era.
Tyler's 30
ago.
Plus now, man.
I know you hit that big three.
He's a longtime Cleveland well, Guardians
know,
fan.
You know him. He's upset about the way he looks. He looks fantastic to any normal person, but you know, 18 pounds he's put on.
He's 30 plus.
DeVere said he wanted to do one on ones with me, and I told him I got to lose 15 pounds.
Oh man, did you say something about the way he looks?
No, I didn't. He looks good. He
right.
looks better than
me. Fantastic.
Yeah, he works out every day. I don't know if he's
I don't know if he's as thin as you, DeVere. But.
See?
Really? Tyvus, you look bigger than me.
How much you weigh?
I mean, you're a wide
hey, listen,
receiver.
Man, I didn't come on this show for compliments,
how
man.
How much are you weighing nowadays? Out of curiosity.
He can't be more than 210.
I can't say it on the air, guys.
Really?
No, I can't.
Oh, man. I thought this was a point
can't.
Of pride.
You can't say it.
I cannot.
Is it? All right.
Because it's pizza night tonight. So
it's pizza night. It's pizza night for me, too.
It might go up tonight.
Over, under 225.
Under.
Okay.
I knew it.
Under.
I knew okay. it.
I'm under.
I knew it.
Yeah. I'm not.
What's the pizza choice tonight?
I don't know. You know, we just bought a house.
How
it might be
flyers?
Little Caesars tonight.
Caesars?
Budget friendly.
Oh.
Papa John's.
You're playing some pizza roulette?
Kingies. Maybe Kingies, because I live out there.
I haven't had them.
You haven't had Kingies?
No.
I've never had that either.
It's in Pickerington off 33.
That's like 45
That's a long way to go for a slice. Hey,
that's in Pennsylvania.
Are we doing commercials now? What are we doing?
What's your pizza spot, Tim?
You Flyers. Know, it depends on what my wife. Yeah, my wife. What, we like Flyers. My wife likes Donato's pepperoni.
There it is.
Can't
I'm
go
not
wrong.
A huge pizza
Square
guy.
Cut.
I'm not a big pizza guy, so.
All right, yeah. We keep this thing rolling. Can we say that Jeremiah Smith is one of the most hyped freshmen in Ohio State football history? We will discuss it next. It's our spring football bash on the Buckeye Show.
If you miss a live show, you can catch the podcast. If you miss the podcast, our hosts have volunteered to have dinner with you.
Ma, the meatloaf!
The Fan.
Since 1897, the Byers Auto family of dealerships has been serving Central Ohio's transportation needs. When we first opened our doors, our vehicles were fueled by oats and hay, required saddles, not seatbelts, and had shoes instead of tires. Over 120 years later, Byers Auto is still family-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide the best selection, price, and service in Central Ohio. And it's all on one website, buyersauto.com.
Come see why it's better to buy from Byers.
Byers Auto is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit. Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. We believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Hey, Buckeye Nation, it's Cody McMahon from the Ohio State women's basketball team. Join me on April 14th at Ohio Stadium for the 2024 Ohio State 4-Miler, presented by Union Home Mortgage. Ohio Beef Council and Raising Cane's all participants will finish on the 50 and receive an official Nike race shirt, race bib, and finisher's medal. For more information on how to sign up for the 2024 Ohio State 4-Miler, visit OhioStateFourMiler.com. A portion of the 4-Miler proceeds will go to the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer. I'll see you there. Go Bucks!
Morning Juice.
I feel like we've been talking about the offensive line for a couple of years.
Last year was a little bit of a mix and match of trying to figure that out. There was some good, there was some bad.
Morning Juice.
Sponsored by Affinity Whole Health.
Weekday mornings at 6. The Fan.
Jen.
Scarlett and Gray 24/7. Or however long the show is tonight. You're listening to The Buckeye Show on The Fan.
It is our spring football bash. What a Friday this is. I'm Timmy Hall. We've got Ryan Baker back there producing this crazy bunch of mayhem. Tyvis Powell is here. Devere Posey is here. Tim May is here.
Yes.
Game is tomorrow at noon. Tailgate show at 10 a.m. Santa Claus is coming. So 10 a.m., it's going to be Tim May, Tyvis, and Anthony Rothman at our usual spot. If you've ever been out there where our game day tailgate show is produced, it's right there north of the stadium. So
just
say
south
hello.
Of St. John Arena.
Yeah,
really.
South of St. John Arena. Come by, say hello, and get ready for the game. Get pumped up. I was telling somebody this the other day. This was 6 or 7 years ago, but you know, spring games and just the atmospheres, they're awesome, right? Because you get a little taste of what a college football Saturday is going to be like in the offseason. And we're just sort of getting out of the darkness of winter, right? And we're in a little bit of a rainy month, and we're going to have some nice weather. So it just puts you in a good frame of mind, like you're going to get the, yes, Tim's doing his golf swing right here in the studio.
Keeping that right elbow tucked, baby.
You know, if you don't have any job responsibilities for the spring game, it gets done about 2:15. Maybe you can catch 18 holes by the time the day is done. But there was a, I don't know if the Wendy's food truck is going to be roaming around out there. But there was this day I was hanging out by our set, and I might have done the show that year. I can't remember. I think I've done one or two throughout my 11 or 12 years here with Anthony. Or
and you got to
somebody
meet me?
Was out.
And you got to meet me?
Got to meet you. I mean, that was one of the greatest days of my life when that happened. But then I noticed the Wendy's food truck was there, and it was like a double or triple size one. It was huge. And hovering around there, just kind of waiting until I'm, you know, ready to pick up my things and go home or go to a place where I'm going to watch the game. And they've got like, you know, people walking around out there wearing some Wendy's gear with a notepad. And they're like, would you like a burger? And I'm just thinking, yeah, okay, you know, yeah, I guess so. How much are they? Like, oh, they're free.
Junior bacon cheeseburger?
No, they just said they're free.
That's my favorite.
And they just said, what would you like? They were just doing made to order. They weren't doing JBCs. They were doing whatever you wanted.
Wow.
Simple as that. They're like, you want a double? You know, single?
Cheeseburger in paradise, baby.
And I basically just said everything that I wanted on my perfect burger. I'm like, yeah, cheese, double, lettuce, bacon, pickle, tomato, onion, bacon.
We could have been talking about the depth on the defensive line, but we're talking about your Wendy's experience.
What's wrong with a burger?
Nothing's wrong with a burger.
What's wrong with a Wendy's burger?
I just like
burger.
How you slip these commercials in. It's really pretty cool.
It's not even a commercial. They pay me nothing to say it.
Nothing wrong with two Wendy's junior bacon cheeseburgers.
Good times that can be had when you go out to the spring game. That's what that's about.
I agree.
So, Jeremiah Smith, wide receiver, extraordinaire. Tyvis, the hype on him is so crazy right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it all gets us thinking about who are some of the most hyped freshmen that we've ever seen come through here at Ohio State. One guy we were talking about in the segment, I'll let Devere spit his name out. Mm-hmm. But, man, I mean, it's a long way, like I said, to go most overhyped guy. I take that back. Not overhyped, because I think the hype is real. I think he's going to back that up and prove it.
Yeah.
But most hype in Ohio State football history? That's hard to say.
It's hard to say.
It is hard. It's up there. It's definitely up there for sure. I know Terrell Pryor was hyped.
Oh, Braxton. Sorry, Devere. He stole your guy.
Braxton. No, that's fine. I mean, it's true.
Braxton was the one, though. Like,
yeah.
Braxton, yeah. When he got on the yard and you would hear about some of the things that he was doing, like, you just kind of, you had to see it because it was just like unreal. So I'm going to say my pick would probably be Braxton Miller.
Yeah. I'm going with Terrell because technically, Braxton wasn't supposed to play freshman year. He was supposed to sit behind Terrell, and Braxton committed knowing he was going to learn from Terrell.
Yeah.
Then everything happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then everything happened, and he got thrown in there in that season, and the rest was history. But Terrell, because this guy, before there was two signing days, Tyvis, Terrell had two signing days. He didn't
Definitely.
Sign. He didn't sign.
I was at both of them.
Tim drove out to Pittsburgh.
What do you mean he didn't sign?
Jeanette, Pennsylvania.
Didn't put his pen on paper. We're all in the recruiting room. Well, you know, we're all recruits of that year. I came out the same year. Oh, Terrell didn't sign today. We're like, wait, then where is he going? he didn't sign anywhere.
Yeah, we got word the late the night before that he wasn't going to sign because Penn State was making a big push.
Oh,
and all this
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. And, then on top of that, I mean, he was a top 50 basketball recruit. I mean, yeah. the dude yeah. decommitted
yeah.
from Pittsburgh basketball to sign for a football scholarship. He was ranked higher than Klay Thompson and Draymond Green.
He was a freak. We talk about, you know, Jeremiah Smith. Every time you bring him up with another player, they use the first word that comes out of their mouth is freak. I want the guy in 1978.
Oh man,
was Art Schlichter?
Art Schlichter.
Dude, you think he was going to revolutionize. He was going to revolutionize Woody Hayes. Woody Hayes was going to throw the ball. Of course, he ended up throwing his last pass for Ohio State in 78 was against Clemson, which ended Woody Hayes' era.
A good one.
But no, he started the very first game, the very first play from scrimmage against Penn State. Penn State, of course, wasn't in the Big Ten then, in Ohio Stadium. Art Schlichter started the very first play, very first game of his freshman year. And remember back then,
that's rare.
It wasn't coming in January and getting ready. It was coming in late July and getting ready.
Won the job in like 6 weeks.
Yeah. But he also, that's the most brutal pounding I've ever seen a quarterback take.
Tell me this,
was
Tim.
Penn State, they didn't keep sacks back then, but I think Penn State sacked him at least 15 times.
That
was crazy.
Another guy I'm thinking about going farther back, a Hall of Famer now.
Because Ohio State wasn't used to pass protection.
Right. Speaking of pass protection, how hyped was Orlando Pace on the way in?
He was huge. That was sort of like knowing that maybe the greatest offensive lineman you've ever seen live as a freshman or almost anywhere in any time was coming. You knew it all this time because he committed, he signed. It was unceremonially, but the first day he walked out there, I've told people that, I mean, I was talking to Justin Fry about this last night. There was no doubt this freshman, what do you call him, a freshman, was going to start and be a big-time player.
It was that much hype that it
not
was
just
a certain,
Ohio State,
a certainty.
But on down the line. Oh, yeah.
Nick Bosa, for me, to go recent guys, huge hype because of what Joey already had been. Yeah. I think Nick was a bit higher of a, as we look at star power.
Do you remember
for
how Mike Vrabel was
rankings.
On Joey Bosa? Remember?
Oh, I remember.
The F word. I mean, it was. Of course, that's not hard for anybody to understand with Vrabel based on Hard Knocks. But yeah, I mean, they were hyped, but not.
What about
Jeremiah Smith?
What about Ted
Terrell
Ginn?
Pryor.
He was pretty hyped.
Oh yeah,
Ginn was pretty hyped.
Robert Smith was extremely hyped.
All right, boys, you're going to shuffle out. So, final thought on the spring game tomorrow, Tim.
You want to see this? You want to see Julian saying and these guys throw the ball to these wide receivers because that's what everybody paid their $10 for.
Yeah, no doubt. Devere, you?
I'm excited to see the defense because I kind of threw him under the bus with my tweet. I said Jeremiah Smith had 350 yards, so I know the
you
defense.
You said that? Wow!
In practice, he did though. I'm not lying, but I want to see the defense get a live shot, really be able to break up some balls, really able to be physical. I think this defense is going to be the strong point of the team, especially the secondary and defensive line. They're going to have their ears pinned back, and I want to see some great
performances. Before we get out of here, do you agree with that? I think this defense is going to be great, Tyvus. What's your think?
Oh, he's pausing.
I think the defense will be fantastic. My biggest challenge is the secondary to get more interceptions. That's my biggest thing.
Ball hawk.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, create turnovers. Figure out a way to blend that in. Limiting points.
We need more turnovers. 96, Edric Houston tomorrow, the guy that...
he's a freshman.
Edric Houston.
See you tomorrow, Alabama, and sign with Ohio State finally.
Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
Who is going to be on the tailgate show tomorrow. Our coverage is going to begin at 10 a.m. Devere Posey will be back here 6 o'clock on Wednesday with some thoughts on the Buckeye show, so we look forward to that as well. And one of our fine friends of the show joins us for the final time as he'll be with us the whole 7 o'clock hour, Dave Holmes of 10TV. He'll help us keep our finger on the college football pulse. That's next. It's the Spring Football Bash on the Buckeye Show.
1, 2, 3. Here in the Van, it's always football o'clock. Proud to be your home of the Buckeyes, Browns, and all the NFL games you can handle. The Van.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
It's no fun to get blindsided. That's why you need to know what's coming in Ohio Medicaid.
Championship quarterback Cardale Jones,
Recent changes in Ohio Medicaid could impact you. If your information isn't up to date, you can lose your health insurance. Call the Ohio Department of Medicaid so you don't have to scramble to stay insured.
Call 800-324-8680. A public health message from CareSource.
That's what I call forward progress.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Bike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Center. Good evening. I'm Ryan Baker. They're wrapping up round number two down in Augusta for the Masters. There's a three-way tie at the top of the leaderboard. Max Homa, Bryson DeChambeau, and Scottie Scheffler all sit at minus six. Homa and DeChambeau in the clubhouse. Scottie Scheffler on hole 16 right now. Tiger Woods at one over par will make the cut for a record 24th straight time at the Masters. Also making the cut, the only amateur to do so, Ohio State's Neil Shipley. He is three over par, and he will be playing on the weekend. The projected cut line right now at plus five. Ohio State wraps up spring football with the spring game tomorrow at noon. Our coverage here on The Fan kicks off at 10 a.m. with The Fan Tailgate Show. The Guardians and Yankees have been postponed by weather tonight. The Reds are in Chicago to face the White Sox at 7:40. The Cavs host the Pacers at 7:30.
It's time for the College Football Pulse on the Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by Carpenter Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric. Need heating, cooling, plumbing, or electric? Call a Carpenter.
Well, it is a special 7 o'clock hour here on the Buckeye Show. It's a lovely Friday night. It is our spring football bash, and the bash continues. I'm Timmy Hall. That's Tyvis Powell right there. And look who has sauntered into the studio. Dave Holmes from 10 TV, at least for another 48 hours or so. How are we doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm doing well. This is my last week at 10 TV. You said 48 hours. They're paying me for 48 more hours. I'm only working 27 more hours.
Oh, you're out on Saturday.
Yeah, my last day will be the spring day, spring game. And then Sunday is my normal off day, but I have checked with HR and I will still get paid. The contract goes through April 14th. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my goodness. So, by the way, our mutual friend, Joey Lane, might need you to cut him a resume tape before your job is done.
Well, in the next day?
Yes. You think you could cram that into the next 24 hours?
Oh, gee, Joey, I'd love to get you a job after, I don't know, maybe I get me a job. Yeah, I'll get right on that, Joey. Make sure you get a job.
Maybe you could get him your job. What he's looking to do.
I could put in a good word. And we'll just see if my word means enough. We'll see.
So are we in like a little thing called you'll see pattern right here?
Well, look, we're in the transfer portal. Please respect my decision.
Oh, my goodness. Are we putting a red exclamation point next to you like Robbie Avila from Indiana State?
Yes.
We're going to go into the portal, but you can't talk. There's no talking.
No, don't talk. I'm looking for the most NIL dollars. That's all I care about.
Oh, my goodness.
I can help you with
that. Yeah, Tyvis. You know anyone? I'll promote a pizza. I don't care.
You got to sign some footballs.
Yeah, I'll sign some footballs. Shoot.
Footballs, some helmets.
But if you're going to be moving on up in the world and moving to club status, I would appreciate if a return round comes my way.
I wouldn't mind that. Yeah, I'm down.
You wouldn't mind inviting me to a club?
To a golf club?
Yeah.
You think that I'm going to ever be in a place in life where I'll have a club membership?
Yes, I do. I do.
Tyvis, can you get that NIL deal? Can you get me a club membership?
It's not a lot I can't do, dude.
So we got four guys, Scioto Country Club, next Monday on Titus. Oh, I love it.
I'm not saying you're going right to Scioto. Maybe one of these days.
Okay, we got work going up. Magic Mountain. We'll start at Magic Mountain.
I'm sure they sell memberships to airports.
Yeah, I bet they do. Right? That is my slump buster. Whenever I feel bad about life, I go to airport, I spray it all over and shoot 73.
That must be nice to be so good at golf where you're spraying it and you shoot 73.
It's very open.
That's pretty good.
And short.
All right, we'll have a lot more talky talk. Ryan Baker is back there for some buzzy college football things before we get right back to this Ohio State spring game.
I did not realize, guys, how much is going on in the college football world right now, but there's a lot. It's a 365.
Well, the portal's about to open up.
Day world,
it's about to go crazy. I mean, we're going to have people biting at our heels here at Ohio
Tax day, right after tax day.
Yeah.
Guys, Northwestern's going to build a temporary on-campus stadium in Evanston where it's going to play a majority of its 2024-2025 football games.
How about that?
While Ryan Field is being constructed, the school announced this on Tuesday. The university is going to continue discussions with other Chicago area stadiums, though, to host some 2024 games. Those game locations will be known later this spring. The school said that the capacity for the temporary facility will be considerably less than the 47,000 old Ryan Field, or the new Ryan Field, which is supposed to sit 35,000, would be while that is under construction. This also in the article, though, while it may provide a decent backdrop for non-conference games against Eastern Illinois and Duke, it won't have near the capacity to meet demand in games against Ohio State, Wisconsin.
Really? I wouldn't think so.
Illinois and Indiana. So there's a chance that we could see the Buckeyes at Soldier Field.
Or Wrigley's been floated out there.
Or Guaranteed Rate Field, as those will become available in mid-October throughout November. So I can imagine the first time somebody gets hurt playing at Wrigley Field, how much of a deal this is going to be.
Well, I think the deal for this is what you started with. The fact that you have a Big Ten football team. This is unbelievable.
Turf down at the United Center and let's play ball.
Play arena football.
Let's lay some grass down. Not turf. All right, grass.
Have you seen pictures of what their little athletic campus looks like? It's really beautiful.
It's nice because it's on the water. Yeah. It's really nice.
I think it's one of the most beautiful looking athletic complexes in the country.
Are you telling me that they're making a new stadium that only holds 35,000 people?
Yes.
No, less
you heard
than
that,
right. that. Way less than
they're
that.
They're building a new one.
Yeah, the new Ryan Field. Yeah, the new Ryan Field is 35, but this temporary one is going to be way less.
No, he's talking about the permanent one that they're building. Yeah. Yes, they are cutting back on capacity.
35,000?
Look, man, Duke has a stadium about that size. It fits them for what their product is. Wake Forest has one of about that size.
What happens if Northwestern, let's just say they become really good?
Well, I mean, look at where they are, though. What are they ever going to become? Even if they're really good.
Big Ten champions?
They're in Chicago. Chicago. It's not like it is in Columbus.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Darnell Autry ain't walking through that door.
Good poll.
Thank you.
Are you talking about the same Northwestern that went to back-to-back Big Ten championships?
Yeah. I am talking about that Northwestern.
Can you name another old Northwestern player?
No, I pulled Darnell Autry. We're done. Can you imagine if he played like the Little League first at bat game? All right, I'll start. Darnell Autry, your turn. Who you got?
I know a guy named Phil Steele who'd probably be pretty good at that.
Yeah,
right?
He'd be pretty good.
But in this nuts, a Big Ten program is going to play at a lacrosse stadium.
They're not going to play
real football games at a temporary stadium instead of actually finding a place. I mean...
Reminds me of one that was at the San Diego Chargers at that point where they played in the little soccer stadium.
Oh, I played there.
Did you?
Well, you talking about when they was transitioning into California?
25,000 seats, right?
I played in that stadium.
Yeah, and that was only a 20,000 seat
stadium.
That's also a really nice spot.
They weren't selling out either, so...
They still couldn't fill it.
Yeah, they wasn't filling it.
But they're going to be losing money on ticket sales,
that
though.
That wasn't bad, though. When we played there, it wasn't bad. I had one of my worst special team games there, though.
What'd you do?
I missed this tackle on, what's the kid from Iowa? The return. Desmond King from Iowa. Desmond King was the returner.
I was going to say Tim Dwight. Okay,
That's what I was thinking.
I missed this tackle on him on punt.
Tim Dwight.
And he had this big return, man, and I was just upset.
That's too bad.
That's too bad.
I was a free hitter too, and I missed.
Real talk. If you make that tackle, you still in the league.
Yep.
Yeah. That was it.
That one. And then I had one in Kansas City that I missed on kickoff. That was the one.
Who was that against?
I don't even know. Couldn't even tell you.
You tried to black that one out, huh?
No, it was pathetic.
Was Tim Dwight the guy that would pop the football like a beer and then drink it back?
Would he?
Tim Dwight.
I don't picture Tim Dwight getting in the end zone to celebrate anything.
Oh, I think he was quite
good. That sound.
Tim Dwight scored a lot of touchdowns in college.
In college.
He
in college.
Was fast as can be.
Are you talking about White Lightning, Tim Dwight?
Yes.
Did he go to Iowa?
Come on now.
Yes, he went to Iowa.
I met him
this year doing the Big Ten tailgate show. When we did the championship game, he came up and spoke. And then
good guy?
I found out about White Lightning. He had his kid with him.
He just loves that nickname.
White Lightning.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's better, White Lightning or White Chocolate, Jason Williams?
Mm.
I like the white.
Not the Jason Williams with the shotgun.
No. It's wild that the first thing in my head when you said Jason Williams, I pictured the shotgun. I picture the guy with the weird arm tap doing the no-look bounce pass, and then I picture shotgun.
I know you did.
It would have been New Jersey Nets.
But the elbow pass. What the hell was that?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
It was special.
Jason Williams' mixtape is one of the best in NBA history. He was a very average player in many metrics, but when it came to just highlights, he has a top 10 all-time tape.
He's arguably one of the best passers.
You know, well, that's what I mean.
Balled out with in high school?
Who?
Yeah.
You don't know this?
That's what I was going to say. That's the best part about his mixtape.
Who?
Tell him. Lobbing passes to Randy Moss in high school.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I had forgotten that.
Tyvus, it blew your mind.
I had forgotten that.
White chocolate playing with Randy Moss?
Yes. I forgot about this.
Man. Same West Virginia town, right?
That's right.
Small world.
I had forgotten that.
Literally
Bell,
small
West
world.
Virginia or something like that.
Yeah.
Some super small town.
You got one more tidbit over there, Baker?
Yeah, I do. Incoming American Athletic Conference Commissioner Tim Pernetti, who will have a seat on the College Football Playoff Management Committee, said the evolution of the sport's postseason is encouraging, but there's also room for more beyond the CFP and current bowl system. When I say room for more, maybe it's not what the right numbers are for the CFP. I don't know. But what I do know is if you look at how many institutions are playing Division I football, there's room for more beyond the CFP, said Pernetti, a veteran college sports executive and president of IMG Academy. There are postseason opportunities that don't exist that could be created to enhance the postseason or complement the postseason in the bowl season, saying all of this while worrying about player safety as well, I'm sure.
NIT. Is that what he's saying?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Is he implying some second-tier college football playoff?
Why would they play that, though?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't think the opt-outs are bad enough now.
Yeah, why would
I? Can you imagine opting out of the college football NIT?
Why would I play in the NIT?
Oh, it'd be terrible.
Sounds like a guy from a crap conference that is trying to grasp at straws right there.
This is the play.
I don't think so. Well, we will continue on with what we set out to do here, which is have a big old giant Ohio State spring football bash. Game's coming up tomorrow at 12 o'clock. There's still a lot of good things to talk about with this one. Our man Dave Holmes from 10TV has sauntered into the studio. I also saw this today. The Buckeye football program is made of money. We're going to prove that to you guys next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
The only radio station still operating with an active booze cart.
I'm drunk right now.
No, I'm not.
Yes, I am.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through October 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Sometimes you just need a little time for you. Or better yet, you and a pizza. Like a delicious Donato's Cauliflower Crust Pizza. A golden, crispy crust loaded with your choice of toppings. Or get any Donato's Signature Pizza on cauliflower crust. Like chicken spinach mozzarella. Create your perfect cauliflower crust escape today and get $3 off any order of $15 or more using promo code PIZZA. Order now at Donato's.com.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Bike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
Imagine yourself in a new Toyota, like the family-size Highlander. Now through April 1st, get a new 24 Highlander with 4.75 APR financing, or 5.75 on an electrified Highlander hybrid, or get up to $1,000 APR cash on the new Grand Highlander, depending on model, when financed with approved credit through TFS. Plus, you get 2 years no-cost maintenance. Get details at Toyota.com. Ready, set, go get your Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
See high-profile players from the portal, new coaches, and a steely determination to beat the cheating-ass cheaters.
Hey, that's cheating!
It must be time for Buckeye football spring practice. We're your home of the Buckeyes, the Fan. Yeah. Just counting down the days to March Madness. Back to the Buckeye Show.
Back here on our Buckeye spring football bash. I'm Timmy Hall. Tyvis Powell is here. Our man from 10TV for a little bit longer. Dave Holmes is in studio for the whole 7 o'clock hour with us. And thanks for doing it, man. So before we get back to the game and what we hope to see, did you see the salaries were listed out there? They were finalized for this Ohio State football staff. Some of the things that popped out to me, you've got Jim Knowles set to make $2.2 million. Remember,
must be nice.
That is that NBN cash.
That's nuts.
And Dave, I bet he's got the contract where he gets the car payment.
Right.
When you're making that much more money, the perks and the benefits that no one else out there seems to get, they get even better. I remember reading all those details about Chris Holtman's contract, who is no longer with us, but I'm sure Jake Diebler is going to get a lot of that same stuff.
They give them houses and cars.
Well, yeah, I don't know about the housing thing, but golf memberships are in a lot of these.
Really?
I remember specifically.
Oh, yeah. Holtman, why is that a thing?
Holtman had, I think, a $1,500 car stipend. Like, think about two $750 a month leases.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
What stratosphere of car that puts you into? Maybe. Definite mid-end Mercedes, right?
Yeah. And when you get fired,
that's gone.
Okay. But they still pay you.
Were they still paying for your car after they fire you?
I mean,
that's a hell of a deal.
I at least need a ride home. They want you fired. He's like, he's getting me home.
They fire you and say, give me the keys.
Yeah. I mean, can I get an Uber, please, on the way home? I gotta get home.
I'm sure Charlie Weiss has that kind of deal.
Exactly.
A car for the rest of his life.
Yeah, Charlie Weiss, they gave him a submarine, private jet.
You'd be laying in the bed and all you hear is beep, beep.
Most of these deals for the head coaches, you get one, if not two, country club memberships. Like, you get one to Mirfield and then your home course. Like, that is very standard for the high-end coaches.
It's unbelievable. So
nuts.
What popped out to me, though, was how it was only 5 or 6 years ago we were talking about this here at Ohio State. When were the coordinator salaries going to catch up with the rest of big boy college football because some other SEC programs had already been paying their coordinators and some of their high-end assistants that bag, as we say. And now you've got one, two, three, four, five, six guys that are not Ryan Day making a mil or more. And you've got two of them making $2 million.
Whoa.
So Chip Kelly takes a $4.2 million pay cut, as you would, because he was the head coach of a soon-to-be Big Ten program.
Makes sense.
And he seems totally happy and at peace with it, as I think I would be, too, if I had, I mean, what does he have, $40 million cash sitting in a bank account?
Hey, cost of living from L.A. to Columbus, he'll be all right.
Oh, you're doing great.
He'll be
all
right.
Yeah, Jim Knowles, $2.2. You did?
I was at the Woody, and I ran into him twice.
Oh, go ahead. Well, hold on. Let's pause what you're doing. If Tyvus is going to drop names, let's give him his moment. So
yeah,
what happened?
Nothing.
You just happened to run into Chip Kelly. Did you guys talk?
No, I just...
Well, don't say that, like Dave says, and then have nothing else.
I just said hey to the guy.
No, but if I just said, like... But if I started the story...
I saw Tiger Woods today.
Exactly. Yeah,
I bumped into Tiger.
I ran into Ben Affleck, a giant eagle today.
I ran into him.
What happened? I just walked right by.
The person that I actually, like...
Say hi to your mother for me.
I introduced myself to was Coach Locke, which he wanted to be called Coach Locke, the running backs coach. Seems like a really
cool guy. So he wants just to be Locke.
Yeah, so he said, I'm Coach Locke.
Okay. So Chip Kelly's not a stop and chat guy when he's in Ohio State football coach mode.
Well, I didn't.
He gives a friendly hello. What is his greeting? Like you said, hey, Coach Chip, or hey, Chip.
I said, what do you say back? I said, what up, Coach? You say, hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
He's a hey, how you doing guy, huh?
That's a great story.
Y'all are hilarious. It wasn't supposed to be a story.
I just ran
into the guy.
All right, Timmy, go back to your salaries. Go back to your salaries.
No, that was the hard-hitting story that I needed to know what kind of greeting Chip Kelly gives in a football setting.
Was he a howdy guy? Was he a head nod guy?
Is he a yo? Like some people still throw a yo out there.
You know
there.
Who I did?
My man.
You know who I did?
My man.
And I actually had a long conversation with.
Tell.
Mike D'Antoni?
Mm-hmm. Wait.
I mean, not Mike D'Antoni.
The former head coach of the Phoenix Suns?
Oh, my God. Did I say that?
Was he a giant eagle with Ben Affleck?
You know what I mean.
He coaches some offense, man. He's got that motion offense now.
Are you talking Mark Pantone?
No.
Mark D'Antonio.
D'Antonio.
Okay. Yeah. So now we're talking.
Oh, my God. Did we really just go to Pantone? We went from D'Antoni to Pantone. To the real guy.
You went to Donato? You
went to D'Antonio.
I talked to D'Antonio today.
Okay.
And we were talking about, he remembered me from high school because, as you know, I had the Michigan State, Ohio State battle, which one I was going to go to. And he told me to say hey to my mother and stuff. He remembered who I was. It was a good conversation.
He gave you a word to your mother.
Yep, word to my mother.
Nice, Vanilla Ice.
You stupid idiot.
Great guy.
This is what I'm going to miss.
You're going to miss this. You know, it's funny, you mentioned...
You better give me a lot of this
Oh, you're going to get all
what
of it.
I want.
It's a lame duck sports anchor. You're going to get a lot. Here's what's so funny about this. So we're talking $2.2 million for an assistant. I am 99% positive that John Cooper's last contract as head coach was 1.1.
Yeah, you'd
so
be right.
So we've literally doubled the head... In 25 years, we've doubled a head coach's salary. Now for a coordinator.
Well, guys, this is what I always kind of latched on to as to why this system was going to blow up in front of our eyes. And it has. Like, we are right in the middle of it. We're 3 years, maybe even deeper into this.
Mm-hmm.
Beam and I used to talk about this all the time. We started working together 10-some years ago. What was college sports going to look like 10 years in the future? And we're experiencing that now. You couldn't have these kinds of salaries for the guys coaching and say that it's amateur sports.
Right.
You can't have a guy on a $40 million dollars contract and then players get zero and get nothing.
What is
it? It never made any sense.
What is Ryan
so now here
Day's
we are.
Yearly
so
salary?
Let me go to the top here.
I just want to know what's the big difference.
This is only speaking about the assistant coaching contracts.
Okay.
I'll have to get that up in another. Ryan Baker is going to look that up for us. But so here's the rest. Chip is at $2 million. Jim Knowles, $2.2 million. He bumps up about $243,000 to get over that plateau. He was just under $2 million. Keenan Bailey, $400,000. Man, I hope they buy dinner for him.
Yeah.
Say that one more time. How much?
$400,000. Okay. No raise, no loss, whatever. Justin Fry, right at $1 million. Right at $1 million, stayed the same.
You can live on that.
Matt Guerrieri, new guy, safeties coach, $425,000.
Yeah.
And Brian Hartline, 1.6, stays the same.
Yeah. What was Tim Walton?
Hold on. Larry Johnson, 1.4. He got bumped up 230K. I think he was up, and then he was down, and now he's back up with Larry's salary.
So he's like the S&P.
Laurinaitis, hurting for cash, 350K.
Oh. See how they do.
He should have saved his NFL money. I think he was smart with his money, though.
I think he'll be okay.
He'll be all right. He'll be all right. I'm not worried about him.
New
he'll
kid
be all right.
on the block getting lowball.
Coach Lachlan, soft batch cookie. $650,000
new guys
up a quarter million from his salary. At
better
Oregon.
Than James. You see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, see how they do you, James?
Almost twice as much. Yes.
Dude, here's the.
If I were you, James, I'd have a big problem with that.
James, here's
into the
deal.
Office.
I'm gonna level with you, James. I'm unemployed in 48 hours. If you need an agent, we can renegotiate. We're holding out before the season. We got to get James some more money.
Oh, I just want to know what Ryan did.
Tim Walton was? You wanted
James?
350.
Okay, 350.
350.
Yeah, he's got to do better than that.
So he's the lowest. It's the bottom. And Tim Walton, this is what they pay for good recruiting like that. Okay. 1.4. He's up 400K from what he was just making. I'm surprised to see he was already at a million.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what they thought of him, though.
They
knew what they were going to get.
What was Hartline? He's at 1.4.
1.6.
Yeah. He's catching.
Yeah.
He's catching up to Hartline.
I'll tell you what. This next year, he puts a couple of these guys in the first round. He will be up there.
I mean, you were talking about with those last two that we mentioned, a couple of the hottest assistant coaches in the game now. And then at the top, you've got a DC and Jim Knowles, who is very experienced and seems to have it cooking right here. And last hour, Dave, I don't know what some of your first, observations are going to be for the game tomorrow, but we need to see, the next step in the evolution for this defense and see the turnovers.
Oh.
We've seen them limit teams in points.
Mm-hmm.
That's ultimately what it's about. What's your scoring defense? I care about that more than yards allowed. But then what this guy has advertised was a ball hawking.
Yeah.
Forcing fumbles, getting turnovers, interceptions.
Yeah, so to me it's, sacks and turnovers, because those are the two things that stop drives. And, they are going to be top three in yards allowed and points allowed like they were last year. But you're right, because, Tyvus, the way the rules are now as a defensive guy, I'm sure you can be a little bit sympathetic that it's hard out here for a defense. It's hard out here for a defense. So sometimes if you're going to win a 38-35 game, as often these games turn into, it's not about yards and points as much as it is making one key sack, one key turnover.
The timely one.
That changes the whole game. Yep. And they didn't do that as well as they could have the last couple of years.
And you saw that a little bit later in the season until we got to that Michigan game.
Yeah. Yeah. Once Tui Mowlau got going and Sawyer got going real late. Yeah.
Yeah, they did. All right. So coming up, everything else that we have not hit on yet as we get ready for the game tomorrow at noon. The spring football bash continues right here on the Buckeye Show.
Three dudes who'll make you feel like the smartest guy in the room.
Yeah, we hornswoggled you good.
Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan.
Hello, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletic Director at The Ohio State University. In partnership with AEP, Donato's, Huntington, Kroger, The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center, and 10TV, Ohio State Athletics strives to inspire the community to make a positive impact on children and families in the great state of Ohio through our Buckeyes Care Initiative. Show and share your support in the community by using the hashtag #BuckeyesCare.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Rudis is their homeboy. This is the Buckeye Show.
Timmy Hall, Tyvus Powell, Dave Holmes from 10TV, the man Ryan Baker back there running things tonight. I will have a chance for you guys to win something fun coming up here at the end of the segment. I will tell you more about it. But first, before we get back into the game talk, I got to tell you about my friends from Tri-State Men's Health. Yes, you've heard me talking about them. I have been going to the location in Hilliard. It's so convenient. It's right off of 270 and Cemetery Road. Easy to get on the highway from there. I get my shot in the ace. I get my treatment. I head on into work. And the sting in my ace is gone by the time I make it here. 10 or 12 minutes, it's like nothing happened. And I got to tell you, the low T treatment, it has been making me feel so much better throughout the past several months. Because if you're like most guys, if you treat your low T, you are going to stop feeling sluggish and tired. Your sleep is likely going to improve. You're going to see more of them gains at the gym. That's what Tyvus is all about. He wants to pump that iron and wants to see those gains. And then, look, this is the thing, too, that most men can't stop. You start losing 2 to 3% of your testosterone production every single year. It just gradually happens. And then by the time you're like me, into your 30s, you hit the big 4-0, boom, you just don't feel exactly the same. So go to Tri-State Men's Health. You can go on their website, tristatemenshealth.com. Take a simple low T quiz. It'll give you some info about it. And then go and check them out. The cost of the appointment is just $99. You get the consult, the T and PSA test. And if you sign up for testosterone treatment the day of the appointment, that visit is free. 800-900-9654 or go to tristatemenshealth.com. Tell them Timmy Hall sent you. Did I mention it brings the sex drive back? Oh, baby. Yeah, I see some ears perking up. Yes,
like,
I do.
You like that?
Oh, Tyvus is smiling ear to ear.
Saw it through the headphones.
Yeah, let's the ears drive. Perked up through. Think about how perky the ears are to perk through headphones. My goodness.
All right.
Tyvus' beats just went up like an inch over there.
I might need to make a phone call.
Yeah. So we're getting into the final hours here, 7:35 on the Friday night. We got the noon kickoff. Is there a kickoff? I don't even know if there's a kickoff.
On the spring game?
No. Are we kicking off?
Do they kick
what
the
do
ball?
We do? Start? Does Urban Meyer just come out there and yell at somebody?
I don't think they do. I don't think they
start.
Do a kickoff. No, because they're not about to tackle them. That's too much. No. Start to put the ball down on the 25 and let's roll.
I would
don't
sure.
Don't need to work on the kickoff?
I would sure no. Like... I mean, we...
It just looks like... No, you know.
Wait a minute. Special teams? No? No work? They're out there working today.
Trestle would have done nothing but kickoffs and punts.
Maybe. Yes, lots of work.
After last year, because they better be working on special teams.
Because if you kick off...
Yeah, this team doesn't need special teams help.
The new XFL thing hasn't trickled down to college yet, right?
Right. It will at some point.
Oh, it will for sure, especially if it's successful in the NFL.
Yeah.
So that means it's regular rules. It's too violent.
What's your preferred format, Dave? Like for a spring game to get the most out of it, what's the preferred format?
Well, I love the original Vince McMahon XFL. Put that ball on the 50 and let two guys run at each other like gladiators.
Stop.
Wow. That was amazing.
What is that? That's like nutcracking back
yeah, it was.
It sounds like a Bobby Knight drill.
It was.
Throw the ball out there.
Yeah. So I'm torn because the new NFL rule, it's kind of random. It just feels like it's not a natural part of the game, but I guess... Kicking and throwing kind of doesn't go together either. So I like a standard kickoff, something that forces a return. I think they should move the line back and let's kick the ball.
As far as the game, no. But as far as the game in general, like sometimes it's just Scarlet versus Gray.
Oh, the spring game.
You got the offense versus defense, the way they do the scoring. We've seen them try a number of different things before.
Yeah, I like playing a real game.
I tend to like regular football
because
when we come down to this.
Yeah, it's easier for the fans. We're like, oh, they got 6 points because they held them to a 3-yard carry. Like, what do we do? It's like,
yeah, hard to get that.
I think the best spring game was the one we did Urban's first year. We literally did a draft where they literally drafted each player. You had the starting quarterback. You had Braxton on Scarlett. You had Kenny Guyton on the white team. And they drafted. They like split the coaches up and you drafted the players. So it was
they had to fill out their offense and defense.
Right. It was a full football game. After that, it was like
NBA All-Star game.
The way they split it up was like you get to start in O or you get to start in D. And if you get to start in D, then you get the second team offense. Like that was kind of how it trickled down to the rest of the game. But I don't know what they do now. I would imagine it would probably be the same, but I will find out tomorrow.
The draft is good because you get emotional investment in it.
Yeah. Like, that was the most fun I had at the spring game.
Yeah, because once you're drafted, you feel a sense of ownership over your team.
Right.
Yeah.
So I agree with you there. It does a little bit of it gives a little bit of buzz for it instead of we just wake up that morning and we get the roster and try to remember who's out there.
I think the reason Urban did it that way the first year is because he didn't know anybody. So it wasn't like he needed to see certain guys with certain people. I think the years after that, he
was show me what you got.
Let me see. Y'all need some chemistry. The starting defense need to be with the starting defense, and they need to go up against the starting offense and stuff like that. So I think that's why he did it the way he broke it down to the way he did.
Where do you come down on tackling in a spring game, Titus?
Not with the ones, just a thud on with the ones when the twos and threes goes in there.
So you can break some twos and threes legs.
Yeah, go for it. Because it's,
Think Mason Maggs is going to get to wear a black jersey? Yeah,
think about this though, Dave. Like if you're a one, typically a one has been in college for maybe 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sure. So they at this point they know how to tackle.
Sure, that's true.
And to be honest with a lot of people, thudding is much harder to tackle than actual tackling.
Mm-hmm.
Because for a DB, you got to actually move your feet and get in position to thud correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you're full live tackling, you can dive.
You just grab a little, something like that.
Any
means necessary.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's totally different. So I think the thud with the ones is perfect because it helps you get into the perfect tackling form to be able to make these tackles, and it improves your tackling. So I'm cool with the thud, and then with the twos and threes, like I said, these are the younger guys. You need to see what you got in those, and they need to be in the stadium to make sure that they don't get bright or the lights aren't too bright for them. So, yeah, I'm down with the regular tackling. If Cardale Jones is out there, he's live.
I'm sure he's trying to lower his head wherever you are, too.
That used to be the funniest thing in practice.
God. They had no respect for Cardale, right?
Cardale's live.
Cardale's live. Hit him!
Kill him!
Me at medieval times when I was a boy.
Oh, man.
Cheering for the red team. Dave, when you look at the quarterbacks,
mm-hmm.
in your mind, how do you, if you were the coach, how would you disperse them, the amount of time? Because it starts with Devin Brown and Will Howard, but now so much talk about Julian Sain and me getting a look at him today. This is real. Like, he is a talented young dude.
Here's the thing about Julian Sain is he loves that Chip Kelly's here because Chip Kelly has no priors. He is a fresh set of eyes. He has no attachment to Devin Brown and obviously no attachment to Will Howard being a transfer. So if Julian Sain can make some noise, and Ryan Day apparently thinks he's making some noise, I don't think he's dead out of this competition just yet. Now, it would still blow my mind for Will Howard not to get the job just because when he transferred that first week of January and secured a bag, Tyvus can probably vouch for that, correct?
He's taken care of.
He's doing okay.
Yeah, he's doing
better
well
than James Laurinaitis, right?
No.
Yeah.
How many players are making more?
I plead the fifth.
Okay.
Than that.
All right. So he's making more than James Laurinaitis, according to Titus.
I plead
the fifth.
Isn't
that amazing? Isn't that amazing to actually think about
that
now?
It is insane what you think about. So you bring Will Howard here. He gets the NIL bag. You assume he's the starter because he is the veteran leader that you need on a team that has every other piece ready to roll. But if Julian Sain's that good, I think he's still alive. My gut says it's 80% Will Howard, but I'm leaving 20% wiggle room for someone else to grab that gig.
80% and 20% the other two.
Yeah, 20% for the field.
How important is it that Will goes out there and looks incredible?
He needs to look good.
It's got to be the biggest thing on his mind. I wonder if he's going to have a little bit of nerves.
Who?
Do you think?
Julian?
No, I'm talking about Will.
Will?
Who is the guy with the experience.
I don't think he'd be nervous because he's played in big-time games before.
But this is Ohio State, man.
I get that, but
I
don't think he's nervous. I think that he realizes, if anything, if I'm a quarterback, I want to really become the starter because I have a bunch of receivers that make plays. I mean, like I said, if you've seen some of these clips, it's not like the ball is being thrown perfectly.
That's true.
You just put it in the area and these guys is making something happen.
Yeah, throwing it perfect helps, though.
That boosts, listen,
try that.
That boosts my draft stock and that boosts my stats. I definitely want to be a quarterback for Ohio State with these wide receivers.
Yeah, and you can be that quarterback by making sure that when you are wearing a black jersey, that you at least put the ball on the money. This needs to be a dime display.
You guys,
right?
Can I?
You need to drop a lot of dimes out there tomorrow.
Can I speculate irresponsibly since this is the radio?
Yes.
Air Nolan, odds he's on the roster in 2 weeks.
I don't know, because he is a true freshman. But somebody's going.
I'll tell you this much. You know what? Here's the deal. Tyvus' eyes lit up like he knows the truth, but he's like, I don't want to say it in this microphone.
I don't know the truth.
Someone's going, and my gut says Aaron Nolan's not a Buckeye in a couple of
weeks. I don't know. I got some business with him that's later on in the year, so let's hope that
stuff can change.
I'm not rooting for it.
We're not rooting for this. We've been here before.
I'm just saying we have five of them here that we all know their names. There's not going to be five of them in the fall.
Yeah.
And he's not getting enough reps to make his case.
Is that today at the Woody, I seen Will Howard. I spoke to Devin Brown. I seen Lincoln Kingholtz. That's crazy.
And
what did they all say?
Andy ran to Mike D'Antoni, the head coach of the Suns.
Yes. I mean, he saw everybody.
Yeah.
So Chip.
Chip Kelly. Can you tell the Chip Kelly story again? That was good.
It's commercial time.
Chip
said, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
No, Dave, what's your favorite single-digit jersey number?
Ooh, if I was going to wear a number, man, I think one looks really sexy.
One is good.
One looks sexy.
One is good. So caller number one, the first one that gets in when Baker opens up those lines, 821-9710, 821-9710. That is the number. It is 97.1, the Fan Night at the Fury. That's right. The winner is going to get a family four-pack of tickets to the Fan Night at the Columbus Fury game. That's Friday, April 19th. If you're not the winner, don't worry, because tickets for Fan Appreciation Night are available through Ticketmaster's Fridays with Friends promotion. Head to Ticketmaster.com for more information. All right. We will push the boat that Dave is laying in out into the middle of the lake coming up here next, and we'll get the best with the Bucks on the social fronts as we look at some hashtags as our spring football bash continues on the Buckeye Show.
Unlike your deadbeat uncle, we'll never leave you stranded in a ditch when you were six. This promo may have been a touch too specific. The Fan. They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care. Better value. Better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Extreme Limo is proud to be Central Ohio's first choice for luxury transportation. Serving our community since 2006, Extreme Limo has a full range of luxury cars, limos, and party buses for every occasion. And now offering you the new officially licensed Ohio State bus. You can travel in scarlet and gray style to your next game, wedding, or special event. Celebrate life and stretch the limit. Call Extreme Limo at 614-483-3300 to book today. Or visit extremelimo.com. That's extremelimo.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Bobby Carpenter once sold workout equipment on QVC Canada.
There's no joke here. That actually happened.
Morning Juice with Bobby and Beamer.
Weekdays starting at 6.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Social media can be a cesspool. Allow us to navigate the waters. Hashtag Buckeyes.
Yes, there's going to be a lot of spring football buzzing on Twitter and X in the next 24 hours. I'm sure even all day Saturday after what's done is done out there. The game's going to be on network television, but of course, the place to be is right here on The Fan. We've got the coverage tomorrow at 10 a.m. with the tailgate show. I will tell you this, we're gonna have a fun day at radio because it's the season debut of Tea to Green. Perfect weekend for that. Skip Mossick and company, they'll be there 9 a.m. starting it up. It's Masters weekend. His special guest, I played a clip from this on yesterday's show, Neil Shipley, who, I don't know, Dave Holmes from 10TV is with us, and Tyvis Powell is here, of course. Could he be the low am? Things are finishing up for the day. He might be the only amateur to make the cut. So automatically, as I'm looking at it, it is trending that way. The next closest amateur, Hogstead and Lamprecht, are 8 over par. They're done. Cut's going to be at 6 over. So Neil Shipley, current Ohio State golfer, he's going to be the low am.
Our boy can go tomorrow and just play with a putter tee to green and still be the low am.
He'll get to sit in Butler Cabin with Jim Nantz and the crew and the champ of the tournament and get the silver plate or whatever that little thing is.
A piece of
chalice.
China.
The silver chalice of Augusta.
That's the Holy
Grail. Skip Mossick is going to talk to him tomorrow on the show.
No, it's awesome. When he was runner-up in the amateur last year, I'm like, this is so cool that we're going to have a Buckeye at Augusta. And hey, go out there and shoot 102 tomorrow for all you care. You're going to be in the Butler Cabin.
Yeah, I would go to Ohio State Men's Golf. It's at Ohio State M Golf. That's their account. So they're going to be tracking this guy. They had the big post just a couple hours ago. Neil will be around for the weekend. Only amateur to make the cut, and he's in the top 40. Hashtag go Bucks. Hashtag the Masters.
Love it.
With a little graphic that just says around for the weekend. 71-76. Just hanging around, Tyvis. Just hanging around.
Listen, making history, play some golf. Long as you hold on to the club, you're doing better than me.
You know, we've seen the video. You know,
doubt about that.
What's cool, though, about that is you never know if you're going to make another Masters. You can't take it for granted. This could be his only one. Maybe he'll play in 20 more. But there's a chance like that he finishes higher than Tiger Woods in a Masters. He's almost certainly going to beat Rory McIlroy or Justin Thomas. I mean, you could say the rest of your life, I beat Rory McIlroy at the Masters. That's awesome. Good
and
for him.
So many other guys.
In college.
So many other guys.
It's such a cool thing for him.
Yeah, and you said it, and that's why I hearing the stories of how early he went to Augusta, I do the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
As early as they want to allow me.
Start practicing
to start
in December.
Playing the course.
Yeah, right.
I mean, he got like 100 practice holes in. Yeah. I would play again and again. Be like Herb Brooks out there. Again.
Again.
start over. So I told Dave I'd get him a fun piece of audio for anything that we had in the system. I know you're a big college basketball guy.
Love it.
We've loved this one together. So you wanted Ron Lewis's call.
Oh, it's so good.
Well, Gus Johnson's call.
Gus.
Of the Ron Lewis shot. That's where I got my favorite version of the ha. So let's all take a listen of that TV call. Of course, there's no disrespect to Paul Keels and his great call. It's great, too. Here's the Gus one.
Connolly, 5 to go. Lewis has been awesome. Let's it go. Beats it. Oh! He ties it at 62. 2 seconds to go. Lavender, three-quarter court. And we're going to overtime in Lexington. College basketball. CBS Sports, this is March Madness.
You can even hear the music playing him the commercial break.
Ha, ha, in Lexington.
Oh, man.
Gosh, so good.
Lavender.
Is he calling the game tomorrow?
No, he's not. I saw that he's not.
Who's on the broadcast crew for Fox?
Urban? I think it's Jason Benetti.
Benetti.
Okay. He's then solid. Brady Quinn, Klatt.
Klatt's there. Aren't they going to roam Klatt
like
around? Klatt's,
they said Klatt's going to be with like Ryan Day the
he's
whole time.
He's doing the Jody Shelley thing.
Is it Urban there?
Brady Quinn, Urban, Jenny Taft.
Jenny Taft.
Pretty good
Jenny's,
crew.
Jenny's going to get a lot of player stuff, I
the
guess.
The All-American girl, Jenny Taft. Oh, fantastic. Oh, man. By the way, in the middle of that call, did he say bangs at home?
I think.
Bangs at home!
Bangs at home. And I love when Ron Lewis catches it. I love how he just tees it up with, Lewis, he's been awesome.
He's been awesome.
He's been awesome.
Who says that, right?
That's, who just tees it up like that? Oh,
the way
so
he just
good.
Says stuff.
Oh, I miss Gus at March Madness more than anything. He does a great job with his Fox football. I love him. But I miss him on college basketball more than anything because Gus was this lightning rod that he just somehow would get the game where the 13 would hang with the 4. He'd always get those crazy games and he just would go berserk, pop a blood vessel. Oh, loved it.
Yeah. Yeah, so Dave, we're coming up on the end here, and you've been a good buddy here at work. I'm going to miss you in the cube space. If you guys are don't know any of what we're talking about, Dave Holmes from 10TV, his last day coming up tomorrow here. We're going to find out what you're doing next soon. Very soon.
Yeah, I mean, a
lot swirling around about you, buddy.
I've heard the rumor mill churning about where I'm going to land next. All I know is I need a job. So if anyone's hiring, Tyvus, you've got four jobs. I could borrow one of yours.
Help the man out.
First of all,
how many jobs do you have, Seacrest?
I have five.
Five jobs? This guy's Seacrest.
But three is only active right now.
Okay.
That's a lot because I got to do the Browns pregame.
All right.
The draft.
I guess so I can get you a round of golf at the club.
No,
I feel better.
No, I think I'm going to announce hopefully pretty soon where I'm off to next. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, it's been fun. It's too bad we can't do this. More.
Did you win the Papa shot on your last day?
Yeah, how'd that go?
We're actually in the middle of the series.
Okay.
It's 2-2 in the finals. We had to pause for the radio.
Never a doubt, though. He's going to win.
No, I got this. I'll shut the door.
He better not lose.
Holmes, he's been awesome.
Hey, best of luck, my friend.
Thanks, guys. I love it.
Yeah, always appreciate it.
You guys.
Yep, anytime. So be sure to download the podcast if you came in a little bit late. Anywhere you get your audio, download the Buckeye Show podcast and check it out. It's all free, too. So as I told you, coming up next, a little thing called You'll See, but Neil Shipley with Skip Mosk on Tee to Green. That's tomorrow at 9, spring game coverage at 10. This has been the Spring Football Bash on the Buckeye Show.
Here's a listener tweet. Can I tase Common Man in the nuts? Fine by us, but he may like it. Common Man and Tebow.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Imagine yourself in a new Toyota, like the powerful new Tundra 4x4 with the best resale value in its class. Now through April 1st, get APR financing as low as 2.25% on a new 24 Tundra. Up to $1,500 customer cash depending on model. Or you can get a great lease deal with approved credit through TFS. Plus, get 2 years no-cost maintenance. Get details at toyota.com. Ready, set, go get your Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO, coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Fair banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.